Okay, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all saints.
Pray for
us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, so volume 19, 3, 31, 26. I said to myself, how can I centralize within myself everything that the divine will contains? Okay, that's our question to Louisa. Okay, our question to Louisa is, how can we do this? Okay? The important thing is, we're going to centralize within ourselves everything that the divine will contains. I mean, that's what God wants. It's not just a paragraph. It's not just a page. God wants everything that Louisa... Now, the 36 volumes are... Jesus says that the 36 volumes are the drops of water that are coming off of Louisa as she exits the ocean of the divine will. So what we're going to do is, see, we're going to learn about this, and then we're going to hang on to Louisa and dive into the ocean of the divine will.
Oh, wow.
And then Jesus says he wants us to drown there. He wants it inside of us and outside of us, never, ever, ever to leave the will of God. Okay? So when you hear Jesus says, those who save their lives will lose it, those who lose their lives will save it, this is what he's talking about. We're going to centralize within ourselves, not just the 36 volumes. That's to help us want this gift, so that when we hang on to Louisa and she dives into the ocean of the divine will, we're with her forever. Because Jesus says this, Louisa is our mama. She's the one who possesses this gift. I remember when I was in Florida, I mentioned to the people in Florida, Louisa's our mama. And they said, we've been studying for 15 years. We've never heard this. We have a Mama Mary. And I said, yes, that's true. You have Mama Mary. I said, but Jesus says that Louisa is his second mama and it's our third mama. Because we have our natural mother. We have Mary, mother of all mankind. And now he's so generous with moms, he gives us Louisa as our third mama. So he wants us to recognize that, he says this, do not sever the umbilical cord from the womb of your mama Louisa. So all the nourishment that we're ever going to receive comes from Louisa. Why? Because she has received everything. She has an unsevered umbilical cord to the womb of Jesus and Mary. So she's receiving all this life. Now, God wants us to have it, so he says, attach yourself to Louisa. So this is what's so great. So how are we going to centralize within ourselves everything the divine will contains? It seems the more Jesus speaks, the littler I become and more incapable I feel. So how can this be? Now that goes back to contemplative prayer. You have to know that you are nothing. In prayer, you become as small as an atom, but at the same time, you fill the entire basilica. We are nothing. You know, we are nothing. And yet, all the talents that we have are angelic talents. So if you're a painter, you have an angel that paints. If you're a dancer, you have an angel that dances. If you're a mathematician, you have an angel that's good at math. We are good at nothing. I have no angel for singing. My angels are mute. I cannot sing, and no matter how hard I try, I can't sing. Anything that you have that is of any value, God is so great. It's a gift that he has given us that's alive. It's an angelic gift that he's given to us. Now, I'm a member of Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, the work of the holy angels. What we know, what we've been taught, is that what's coming, we haven't seen anything yet. See, that a third of the angels are bound. They're called sealed angels. They're bound. When one angel is released, when God says you are released, one angel is more powerful than all the nuclear weapons exploding at the same time. All of them in the world. That's how powerful it is. We haven't seen anything yet. What's coming, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. What's coming is going to be very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. For those that are with God, there's nothing to worry about. For those that are away from God, it's going to be horrifying. Like somebody was saying earlier, Who is terrified of what is coming? It's the devil.
Yes.
He has to go back to hell, the pit of hell, for all eternity. He cannot bother us anymore. So who is terrified of what is coming? It's the angel and his fallen companions. We, like I said, the sign of the times for us is Luisa Picaretta and the great gift of the divine will. As we begin to study this and read this, we really begin to live heaven on earth. There is nothing to be afraid of, nothing at all. So it says here, we're going to become littler where God is going to become greater. How can this be? And Jesus coming back added, my daughter Luisa, you must know, this is a command from Jesus, that my celestial mother was able to conceive me, the eternal word of God, within her most pure womb, because she did the will of God as God did it. So how did you become mother of God? It's by living in the divine will, as God lives in the divine will. All the other prerogatives that she possessed, that is virginity, conception without original sin, sanctity and seeds of grace that she possessed, were not sufficient means to be able to conceive a God. Because all these prerogatives gave her neither the immensity nor the all-seeingness to be able to conceive a God who is immense and who sees everything. And even less the fecundity to be able to conceive God. In sum, Our Lady would have lacked the seed of the divine fecundity. Now this is important. God said in Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. Now, a woman doesn't have seed. What's being talked about here? What Our Lady possessed was the divine fecundity of the Father. So what happened here is it's a mystery that as the Father conceived the Son without a woman, as God generated the Son, I mean, this is when God looked at himself, he saw himself. So the generative of God without a woman, with Mary, she conceived Jesus without a man. So it's the full circle of what's coming. By possessing the supreme will of her own life and by doing the will of God as God does it, Our Lady received the seed of the divine fecundity and with it the immensity of the all-seeingness. So she possessed the seed of God. So here is, I always wondered what that meant. How could there be an enmity between the devil and Mary and the devil's seed and Mary's seed? It just didn't click. It never clicked. But then when God explains it, it's so clear. Therefore, in a natural way, I, God, could be conceived in Mary because I lack neither the immensity nor the all that belongs to my being. Now, my daughter Luisa. Now, this is for us too. The centralization of everything that belongs to my divine will shall be as though natural for you also. Okay, so God's going to do this for us if we're linked to Luisa. If it's natural for Luisa, it's going to be natural for us if we're linked to her. If you arrive at doing the will of God, doing the divine will as God himself does it, the will of God in you and that which reigns within God himself will be one. So this is the mutual possession that we're talking about. God possessing us, us possessing God. Oh, what is the wonder then that if everything which is of God and which is this holy divine will rules, preserves, and dominates is also yours. Rather, what is needed is that you know what belongs to it so that you may love the goods you possess and in loving them you may acquire the right of possession. So, again, here's the possession. We are going to possess what God is. This is, again, this is what the saints longed for. And now God's going to give it to mankind through Luisa, the first one who has this. And the first ones that he's given it to is not the saints who already possess it in heaven, but to us on earth. See, they want us to do this because when we begin to live this, their life in heaven doubles in glory. By doing the will of God as God does it, was the highest, though the most substantial, the most necessary point for my Mama Mary in order to obtain the longed-for Redeemer. All of her other prerogatives were but the superficial part of the decency and decorum which befitted Mary. The same for you. Listen to this. If you want to obtain the longed-for fiat voluntas tua, you must arrive at this, doing the will of God as God does it. Okay? How does that happen? How can we do the will of God as God does it? It's by inviting Jesus in. Come, divine will. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. God's doing it. You take a deep breath right now. That's Jesus. That's not you anymore. It feels like you, but Jesus takes us at our word. You're doing it as God does it. God is doing it as you're doing it. Mutual possession. Come, divine will, come walk in my walking. As you walk, Jesus is walking in your walking. I remember the first time I listened to the radio in the divine will. I turned on the radio and I said, oh, Jesus, I've never let you hear in my hearing. I said, Lord Jesus, come hear in my hearing. It was, the Lord was so happy that I first allowed him to hear in my hearing. Never before had he heard in my hearing. So that's what we do. Lord Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to reign. Listen in my listening. Speak in my speaking. Dance in my dancing. You know, do whatever you're doing, you want Jesus to be the Lord of it. You're never alone anymore. You know, when you wake up in the morning, it's good morning, Jesus. Let's. What are we going to do today? You know, what do you want for breakfast? You know, I mean, really, it's you're saying you're with your spouse. You're going to serve him, and he is going to serve you. This is how humble our God is. He's so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so humble that he wants us to possess divinity. There were no other gods out there. So he breathed into dirt. And he says, you're my image and likeness now. You can possess what I possess. I mean, that's where we are nothing. We're really, literally nothing. Yet, our God is so much in love, so filled with love, that he wants to share with us his divinity. Again, this is, wow, it's just so astonishing. Okay, do you know where we left off? Okay, great. Volume 19, 4, 16, 26. My daughter Louisa, everything you experience, your full abandonment in the arms of our celestial Father, are no longer feeling your own life. Do you see? Jesus, breathe in my breathing. That's Jesus. It's not your life anymore. Cough in my coffee. Burp in my burpee. You know, you have fun with God. I mean, really. I'm serious. You know? It says, your full abandonment in the arms of the celestial Father, no longer feeling your own life, is the image of the living in my divine will. So, okay, you dive into the water. Okay, you say to the Lord, come swim in my swimming. It's let Jesus reign. You wash your hair, you dry your hair with the, you know, Jesus, dry my hair as you dry in my hair. I belong totally to you. That's what the total abandonment, full abandonment to God. You know, whatever you're doing, do one with Jesus. Never separate yourself from him. And honest to goodness, you will be so happy. In fact, in order to live in the divine will, the creature must live more of God than of herself. You know, when you stub your toe, instead of swearing, you can say, Jesus, I'm sorry it happened to you. Are you okay? Do you want to sit down? Do you want a glass of water? You know, it's more of God than yourself. Even more, the nothing, that's us, must give life to the all. God has to reign in us. Do we really love Jesus? Do we adore him, praise him, love him, thank him, glorify him? Do we really worship him? Again, if that is true, if we say that is true, then he wants to be Lord of our life. That's why I'm saying when the divine will reigns in us, you will walk into a hospital and people will rise from the dead. Why? Jesus is there. You're letting him reign in you. This is the thing that's going to astonish you. The nothing must give life to the all. To be able to do everything and to have her act at the top of all the other acts of each creature. So, Jesus, come walk in my walking. I do this in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. God is reigning. God is walking. For everybody. The Father looks down and he sees all mankind, Jesus walking in all mankind. Do you see how he doesn't need a lot of people? That's why the divine will isn't for everybody. It's for those, Jesus says, who give their fiat. The more we can give our fiat, the sooner the kingdom is going to be here. Jesus says, when I find the souls who want this, who prove to me that they want this, I'm going to give it to them. So we really haven't proved to Jesus that we want this more than anything yet. We have to prove to Jesus that this is the life we want. How do we prove it to Jesus? By reading, studying, and putting into practice the truths. If we read and study and put into practice the truths, then God's going to reign in us. God's going to live in us. So he says, such was the life of my dear mama. Mary was the true image of living in my divine will. So this is why, again, we love Mary so much. She's the true image of living in my divine will. Our Lady living in the divine will was so perfect that she did nothing but receive from God continuously all that she was to do in order to live in the supreme volition. So she received the act of the supreme adoration to be able to place herself at the top of every adoration which all creatures were obliged to do for their God. In fact, true adoration has life within the three divine persons. Our perfect concord, our reciprocal love, our one will form the most profound and perfect adoration within the sacrosanct Trinity. So we are going to participate in the adoration of God. Therefore, if the creature adores me, but her will is not in accord with mine, is a vain word. It is not adoration. So how many times have we gone in front of the Blessed Sacrament, not in the divine will? Jesus says, it's not adoration. See, he wants divine adoration. He deserves divine adoration, not human adoration. So one of the things that you can do in adoration is you can do your acts, A-C-T-S. So if you're there for an hour, okay, you cut it out in quarters. For the first 15 minutes, you adore A, God. What do you adore him? You adore him for 15 things. I adore you for your mother. I adore you for your sacraments. I adore you for the Pope. I adore for 1 minute, you adore God for 15 things. Or, if it's too much time, you adore God for 30 things at 30 seconds. I adore you for this. I adore you for this. I adore you for this. At the end, all of a sudden, it'll be 15 minutes will be over. So then you go to the next step. A, C, I am contrite. I am sorry, Lord, for 15 things. Okay, if you can't think of 15 things, think of 30 things at 30 seconds apiece. I am sorry for abortion. I am sorry for euthanasia. I am sorry for drugs. I am sorry. You go through the whole thing. Not only your sins, but the sins of the world, okay? Then you're done with that 15 minutes, and then you begin to thank God. The T, A-C-T, you're thanking God. And you thank God for everything. For his mother, you thank God for the food. I love to thank God for showers. Thank you, Lord, for the hot water. Thank you for the clean water. Thank you for the light. Because we might be ending up taking showers with cold water, with dirty water, with... But you thank God for the food. You think, I mean, what haven't we thanked God for? You know, go through everything. Well, again, 15 minutes. And then the last 15 minutes, you supplicate. Supplicate, petition. Lord Jesus, always at the end, you supplicate. Lord, I beg you, I pray that this for this person or for this or for the world. If you pray that way, the hour goes by like this. And after a while, you'll say, I got to be here 2 hours because I've got to spend more time adoring God, being contrite, thanking God, and supplementing. We want to give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, because at that point, Everyone in the world is thanking God with our voice. Everyone in the world is adoring God with our adoration. Because it's His adoration. It's His thanksgiving. It's His petition. So this is what's very, very important. So He says very clearly, if you're adoring me outside the divine will, it's not adoration. So we're going to learn how to adore in the name of everyone and everything. So my mama took everything from us trying God to be able to diffuse herself in everything and to place herself at the top of every act of the souls. At the top of every love, of every step, of every word, of every thought, at the top of every created thing, Our Lady placed her prime act upon all things, and this gave her the right of queen of everyone and of everything. And as Our Lady surpassed in sanctity and love and grace all the saints who have been and will be, as well as all the angels united together, the Creator poured Himself upon Our Lady, giving Our Lady so much love that Our Lady possessed enough love to be able to love Him for everyone, past, present, and future. He, Jesus, God, communicated to her the highest concord and the one will of the three divine persons in such a way that Mary was able to adore for everyone in a divine manner, to make up for everyone all the duties of creatures. And had it not been so, it would have not have been a truth, but just a manner of speaking, that the celestial mama surpassed everyone in sanctity, everyone in love. But whenever we speak, in fact, it is facts, not words. Therefore, we found everything in the Blessed Mother. And having found everything and everyone in the Blessed Mother, we gave her everything, constituting her queen and mother of her very God. Now, my daughter of the supreme will, one who wants everything must enclose everything and place herself at the top of the acts of all as prime act. Okay, that's a fact. Now he says this. So, the soul must be at the top of every love, every adoration, every glory of every creature. Okay, what does that mean? That we link it ourselves to Louisa, we pray in the name of everyone and everything, at the top of every love, the top of every adoration, the top of every glory given to God. My divine will is everything, and this is why the mission of the Sovereign Queen and yours and ours can be called one. And you must follow, step by step, the way Our Lady conducted herself with God to be able to receive the divine attitude in order to have within yourself a divine love, which says love for everyone, a divine adoration, which adores for all, a divine glory, which diffuses through all created things. You must be our echo, the echo of the celestial mama, because she alone lived perfectly. She alone lived fully in the supreme volition. Therefore, she alone can be your guide and act as your teacher. Okay, so Louisa has followed Our Lady, and now we are going to follow Our Lady through Louisa. We again, link yourself to Louisa, and you're going to begin to adore divinely, praise divinely, thank divinely, glory divinely, not humanly. It's human. Human is so human. God wants divine. He needs divine. He is divine. And He is going to give us the opportunity to respond to Him in a divine manner. If you knew how much love I am, this is God around you. And it's the same with us. If we knew how much love God is around us. Now, it's not by chance that we're here. It's not by chance that we're listening to this. God wants everyone to know this. God wants everyone to live this. But He can't find anybody. Everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody's doing their human will. He's asked us, the slime, the bottom of the barrel, to say, would you be willing to do this for everybody? And we say, yeah, well, I've got nothing else to do. I mean, so He says, would you be willing to do this? And we say, yes. And they says, okay, I will show you. Now, first of all, He says, do you know how much love is around you? Do we understand how much love is around us? how much jealousy I watch over you, that your living in my divine will may not be interrupted. And then he says, you must know, this is a command from Jesus, that I am God. I am doing more with you than with my very celestial mama. Okay, so he has to do more with us than he did with Louisa. Again, Mary was totally God's, belonged totally to God. God wants to do more with us now because she did not have your needs. We have great needs more than Louisa, or tendencies. We have more tendencies than Louisa, or passions, which we have more passions than Louisa, which might even slightly prevent the course of my divine will in her with the greatest ease the Creator would pour into her heart, into her and she into him. Again, mutual possession. My divine will has always triumphed in the Blessed Mother. Therefore, she had no need of either spurs or admonitions. With you, on the other hand, Jesus says, I must use more attentions. So it's the same thing with us. God needs to, that's why one of the reasons we have sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. He's trying to awaken us to surrender totally to him. Volume 19, 4:28-26.
Father, could you repeat just what you said at the end? He wants more than sufferings are necessary.
Where was that now? It's really hard to hear.
We need more suffering.
Okay. So it says, with you on the other hand, I must use more attentions. Okay, so he was always trying to help Louisa with the difficulties that she went through. And now with us, God, the sufferings that we go through, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, he's trying to wake us up. See, he puts us in need. So we would turn to him. And in the prayer, we put down our defenses when we're in need. We plead with God. Okay, I need help in this situation. Okay, whether it's spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, Lord, and the Lord says, then I'm waking you up by what you're going through, so that you'll turn to me, so that I can teach you more. So that's why when you have a difficulty and you immediately go back to the writings, start reading the Book of Heaven again. Read it, and right there, it doesn't matter if you're halfway through. And you, everything's something to happen. Start where you ended. You know, you don't have to open up the book anywhere, but just read, and Jesus will speak to you at that point. He will speak to you so clearly that you'll know God's in charge. See, we walk away from him often. We go away from him often, and he's always calling us back, and he needs to call us back. That's why he says, we're in more need than the Blessed Mother. We're in more need than Louisa. Volume 19, 4:28-26. I was thinking to myself when my sweet Jesus speaks of his divine will, how he often unites it with the sovereign queen of heaven and or the creation. It seems, he seems to delight so much in speaking of both of them and the other that he keeps looking for opportunities, pretexts, and devices in order to manifest what his most holy divine will does, both in the celestial mama and in creation. So this is creation and redemption. This is again how we pray the rounds. Creation and redemption. We learn how, and I can tell you honestly, as you walk outside and pray the rounds, you can actually be in paradise. You know, God will give you a glimpse of eternity. When you're praying the Passion, all of a sudden you can be, like I said, at Golgotha. See, there's no time or space with the divine will. What God loves the most is creation, redemption, and now he's bringing about sanctification. This great sanctification that's coming is this great gift of the divine will. And he's asked us to do this. Now think about it. We mentioned it earlier. Pope Leo XIII prayed for at the beginning of 1900 for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Saint John the 23rd in 1960 prayed for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Pope Saint John Paul II prayed for the the second Pentecost cost. Veni Creator Spiritus, come Holy Spirit. It's been a century of praying for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All the Pentecostals, all the charismatics are praying for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That is the Spirit that God breathed into Louisa. Now, I know the heads of the Charismatic Renewal who have breakfast with the Pope. And I said, and I said to them, read Louisa. And their response was, we don't need Louisa. And I went, you know, this is going to take a long time. They said, we have the gifts of the Spirit. We don't need Louisa. And they don't understand this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit has to do with Louisa Picaretta. And so they're not going to do it, so we're going to have to do it. How do we do it? By reading, by studying, by putting into practice. As you read this, someone in China begins to live in the divine will. As you read this, someone in Australia begins to live in the divine will. As you read this, someone in Africa begins to live in the divine will. As you read this, someone in South America begins to live this. God's doing it. See, what God's doing is he said to Louisa, I'm forming a net. So every person that believes in the divine will, lives in the divine will, becomes a knot in the net. So there's one in China, there's one in Africa, there's one in England, there's one in Ireland. God says, when I'm finished making this net, the Pope is going to cast this net and bring everyone into the church. So there doesn't, you're here, you might not know another person for 100 miles away. That's okay. You're part of this net that God is going to use. So we let God have his way with us so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is what's coming. So he says, now, Louisa says, is it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus, moving my interior in all tenderness, squeezed me to himself, and he told my daughter, Louisa, if I do so, I have strong reasons. You must know that only in creation and in my celestial mama has my divine will remained ever intact and has kept its field of action free. Therefore, having to call you, Louisa, and us with Louisa, to live in my divine will as one of them, I had to propose them to you as examples, as an image for you to imitate. So that's why we do the rounds, the round of creation, round of redemption. It's an example for us, an image for us to imitate. And that's why when you pray the rounds, as if you notice, it's I praise you as you, Jesus, walk. I thank you as you, Jesus, gaze. I adore you as you, see, the one who did the divine act was Jesus and Mary. And so God is asking us to begin to pray, to use this as an example, to learn how to pray. Everything is for God's glory. Everything. So he says very clearly. So he says, I had to propose them to you as examples, as an image for you to imitate. So in order to be able to do great things in such a way that everyone may perceive that good, unless they did not want to, the first thing is that my divine will must act wholly in the soul. So that's what God wants. He's done it with Louisa, now he wants to do it with us. He says, in order to be able to do great things, not simple little things. See, like I keep on saying, you're not going to believe the miracles that are going to happen. What's coming is so powerful. And Jesus needs us to give our fiat so that he can reign. He says, okay. To in order to do great things in such ways that all may perceive this good, unless they don't want to do it, the first thing is that my divine will must act wholly in the soul. So he says, look at creation. How my divine will is whole in creation. And because it is whole, creation remains always in its place and contains the fullness of that good with which it was created. This is why it remains always new, always noble, always pure, always fresh, and can share the good it possesses with everyone. So this whole thing of save the earth is really See, everything's going to be pure. The water's going to be pure. The air's going to be pure. Everything is going to be noble and divine when the divine will reigns. See, it's God's got great plans, okay? But the beautiful thing is that while it gives itself to everyone, it loses nothing. It always remains the same, just as it was created by God. What has the sun lost by giving so much light and heat to the earth? Nothing. What is the azure of the heavens lost by remaining the extent in the atmosphere, or the earth by producing so many and various plants? Nothing. And so with all the things created by me. Oh, in what an admirable way does creation sing that saying about me, He, God, is ever old. He, God, is ever new. And so my divine will in creation is the center of life. My divine will is the fullness of good. My divine will is order and harmony. The divine will keeps all things in its place, wanted by the divine will. Where can you find a more beautiful example, a more perfect image of living in my divine will, if not in creation? Now, St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that. St. Thomas Aquinas says, to look at nature is to see God. How perfect nature is. This is why I, Jesus, have called you, Louisa, and us linked to Louisa, to live in the midst of created things as their sister, that you may learn to live in the supreme volition. You too may remain in the place wanted by me, God, to be able to enclose within yourself the fullness of good that my divine will wants to enclose in you, so that whoever wants it may take of that good. Okay, whoever wants it. And since you are endowed with reason, you must surpass them all and requite your creation in love and in glory for each created thing as if they were all endowed with reason. So we become the voice of everything. We become the voice of the leaves of the tree, the blades of grass, the clouds. I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you. I mean, everything is echoing our voice. Everything, God hears our voice in all things. He said, I could make the rocks sing. I could make the rocks speak. But he said to Adam, you are to be the voice of the rocks. You are to be the voice of the trees. So, you shall be the substitutor for all creation, and creation will be a mirror for you, in which you can reflect yourself in order to copy the living of my divine will. See, we have to look at everything as if in a mirror to see God. This is what's so amazing. That you may not move from your place. That you will be, the divine will be your guide, creation will be your guide and your teacher, giving you the highest and most perfect lessons in living in my divine will. But the one who surpasses everything is Mary, my celestial mama. So never say that Louisa is equal to Mary. Mary is the mother of God. Mary is Theotokos. Louisa is the little teeny newborn. Mary is the new heaven. Mary is the most refulgent sun. Mary is the brightest moon. Mary is the most flowery earth. Mary encloses everything, everything within Mary. If each created thing encloses the fullness of its own good received by God, my Mama Mary encloses all goods together. Because since she is endowed with reason and my divine will lives wholly in her, the fullness of grace of light, fullness of grace of sanctity, grew in every instant, and every act Mary did was suns and stars that my divine will formed in her. So Mary surpassed the whole of creation, and my divine will, whole and permanent in her, did the greatest thing and impetrated for the longed-for Redeemer. This is why my Mama Mary is queen in the midst of creation, because she surpasses everything, and my divine will found in Mary the nourishment of her reason, which made it live as whole and permanent in her. There was the highest accord. They held each other's hand. There was not one fiber in her heart or word or thought over which my divine will did not possess its life. And what can a divine will not do? The divine will can do everything. See, that this is the thing. As the divine will lives in us, this is what's going to happen to us. The divine will can do everything in us. So I keep on saying, don't limit God. Don't say, Well, I'm not too sure about that. Because as soon as you say that, God backs off. He says, if you're not sure, I can't do it. Everything has to be fiat. He said to Peter, walk on the water. Peter walked on the water until he said, I can't do this. He goes, what am I doing? And he started sinking. And Jesus said, where is your faith? Why did you falter? What's wrong with you? He said to Philip, you feed the 5,000. Philip said, I'm not even 200 days wages. Can I feed the 5,000? Jesus says, get out of my way. I'll do it. See, God wants divine things. God is going to tell you things that's going to astonish you. And he's going to say, I want you to do this. And you're going to be astonished. The divine will can do, if you have the divine will, it can do anything, everything. There is no power the divine will lacks, nor things it cannot do. Therefore, it can be said that my mama did everything and everything that all the others together could not do, nor will be able to do, Mary did by herself. Therefore, do not be surprised if I point out to you the creation and the sovereign queen, because I, God, must point out to you the most perfect examples in which my divine will has perennial life and has never found an obstacle to its field of divine action in order to be able to operate things worthy of itself. My daughter, if you want my supreme fiat to reign as it does in heaven, which is the greatest thing that is left for us, God, to do for the human generations, let my divine will have the place of sovereignty in you and live as whole and permanent. So here, Jesus says the same thing to us. The greatest thing that he has to do, the last thing he has to do, is have the divine will reign in us on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, just get out of my way and let me do it. Okay? That's what's important. God wants to do this. And then he says this, and this is very, very, very important. Do not be concerned about anything else. So don't be concerned about your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. Don't be concerned about anything. God is going to take care of it. And what he needs is he needs for you to say fiat. This is what he needs. Don't be concerned about anything else. See, Jesus says, I'm going to give this gift to the souls who prove to me that they want this more than anything else. More than anything else. So that means everything has to be gone from your life so that this can reign. I mean, that's what God is asking. He's really asking us this. So he says, don't be worried about your capacity or the circumstances or the new things which may arise around you, because as my divine will reigns in you, they will serve as raw material and nourishment so that my fiat may have its fulfillment. It doesn't matter. A car pulls out in front of you. Okay, fiat. Jesus says, I'm going to use this. You have a beautiful vase and your children knock it over and it shatters on the ground. Don't get angry. God has a reason for that. I mean, everything is going, there's going to be a reason. And if you get angry, if you get worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, that raw material isn't going to, God can't use it. Because you're back to being human. That vase has been in our house for 10,000 years and you shattered it. Fiat. I remember for the first time, my first computer, I had so much information on my first computer. And I said to a guy, he says, well, I know how to work on computers. I said, okay. So he comes in and he says, I said, now save everything. Be sure to save everything. I've got so much. He goes, don't worry. I said it 4 or 5 times. So then he handed me my computer. He goes, here you go. I opened up. There's nothing on it. I said, well, where is everything? He says, you didn't tell me to save anything. And I went, these are all the pictures of the Pope, you know, everything, you know. And I went, I said, I told you 4 or 5 times. And he says, say fiat, Father. And I went, That was, I did say fiat. I wanted to kill him, but I did say fiat. It was like everything that I saved was gone. And not only that, this past year I had all my emails from 1994, and somebody came in to help me with my computer. I can help. And I said, he got it working after 2 hours, and he left. And I went to, all my emails were gone. So I have nobody's emails. If you email me, then I'll have your email. But, I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I guess we're going to start something new. Okay, afterwards I was thinking to myself, is it true that my Queen Mama made the greatest sacrifice which no one else has made? Okay, let's stop there because this gets better. And we'll come back in 15 minutes. Is that okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.